Hello, grandkids, and welcome to the Stunt Granny Audio Interview Series. This is Kevin DeFrango. On the other end is a return guest, the baddest man on the planet, Aaron Williams. How are things going tonight, good sir?
They're going very well here on Planet Williams. Everything seems to be moving around quite correctly, so all is well over here.
Excellent to hear. Well, we're here to talk about New Ohio Wrestling 10 that'll be taking place at Kickmaster Foot Golf in Grove City, Ohio this coming Saturday. Tickets are still available, of course. And your opponent that evening will be a gentleman named Paragon. And he has an interesting tie-in with you because he had to replace you at the Arnold Classic due to an unfortunate injury that you had sustained.
I'm really looking forward to testing the young man's skills. I mean, I'm quite curious to see if he was a suitable replacement for me or not. I'm not sure how well he did in the Arnold Classic event that NOW had, but I would hope that he did pretty well considering he was replacing me, and I know I was going to do very well, so we'll see how that goes. He seems to know me pretty well. Maybe he's followed me for a while. Unfortunately, I can't say I know him as well as he knows me, but that's never really been an issue for me going into a match with somebody. I'm pretty quick on my feet, pretty crafty, if you will, so... But I am looking forward to the match, and he seems to be looking forward to the match, so that's going to make it a lot more fun for, I think, everybody involved.
Now, the two of you may have at least a little bit of an intermingling of styles. Is that concerning at all to you?
No, actually, that's probably it's probably easier to prepare for him that way because if we have similar styles, that means we kind of think probably similar ways. If we think similar ways, then I probably know a little bit what to look forward to as far as his offense or his mindset on how he's going to go about beating me. And like I said, he's kind of ahead of the game here because he apparently knows me pretty well. He's watched my stuff. He's studied me. He knows a lot about me just from the little promo that he cut and posted on Facebook over the past couple of days. He's well aware of who I am, and I am I'm not really well aware of who he is. He will be an enigma. He's, as of right now, he's an enigma to me. So I'm going to try and find some of his stuff on the internet and see if I can slightly prepare myself. But if not, I'm pretty confident that I'll be able to handle my own. Like I said, especially if he has a similar style and a similar mindset than me. Nobody does my style like I do, and nobody does my mindset like I do. I truly believe I'm the best I am at what I do. So I think he's got his work cut out for him, and so do I.
It is pretty interesting that he thinks that the baddest man on the planet is a cute moniker because he considers himself a walking demigod on the planet Earth. does that kind of mindset throw you for a loop at all?
I mean, it's funny. I kind of. It's endearing in a way, you know, he's kind of calling me out on Front Street here. Like a lot of people say the same thing about me is how can you call yourself the baddest man alive? How can you claim to be from another planet and everything like that? And they think what I say about myself is pretty ridiculous as well. And I'm sure he gets the same thing about, you know, being a demigod and everything like that. Well, I mean, I would like to just point out one simple little thing. Demigods always have weaknesses. I mean, he's not an almighty. He's not the ultimate. He's just he's a man who, even if he was a demigod, he's got weaknesses. I don't claim to be a demigod. I claim to be out of this world because I am out of this world. Because when I'm on my game, there's nobody on this planet that can touch me. And Paragon's going to find that out firsthand just here in a few days.
Yeah, and again, that will be at New Ohio Wrestling 10 in Grove City, Ohio. And tickets are still available. Mr. Williams, thanks for your time. And do you have any last parting shot for Paragon before we officially close up shop?
Yeah, let's give him one little thing. Paragon, I just want to let you know that I am impressed with your forward thinking and your forward mindset and cutting your little promo and kind of calling me out, kind of saying all kinds of stuff about me and putting me over and everything like that. And that's all well and good, and I'm very grateful for it. However, if you think for a second that you respecting me is going to stop me from knocking your head off, you are sadly mistaken, because it doesn't matter how this match starts. I know how it's going to end. It's going to be my right leg up the left side of your head, and a 1, 2, 3, and Aaron Williams will stand above you victorious.